Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. We just celebrated Mother's Day this past Sunday, a day many mothers look forward to as a day of acknowledgement. For those with little people, it is a hoped-for day to rest and not be the responsible party. Those with a little older children, it is a day when your child or children sweetly hand you a homemade card or unrecognizable drawing with a heart that says, "I love you." Your older children may just give you a hug and tell you, "I love you, Mom." Luke writes this thought about Mary. "And Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart." One of my favorite verses. I revisit the subject this morning because of a conversation with our coach at the gym Monday morning. On the previous Friday, as we were leaving the class, Happy Mother's Day wishes were going around, and the coach shared that her husband would be gone for the weekend and into the next week on business. So on Monday, when asked how her Mother's Day went, she shared the following. Sunday morning, she noticed that her young daughter with curly hair had sand in her hair, which she assumed she had gotten playing at her daycare. So the pair headed to the bathroom to wash her hair. When the coach finished, she realized the sand was still there. Then, to her horror, she realized the sand was stuck to the strands of hair and actually moved. You all know what was going on. Virtually every mother at one time or another has dealt with the monster lice. The coach spent the rest of her Mother's Day going to the drugstore to buy the shampoo and a pick, washing and picking out her daughter's hair as well as her older son who had it too. She washed all bedding in the house, clothes, and anything else that wasn't tied down, and call the schools to let them know of the lice infestation. This is a Mother's Day she will never forget. The sacrifice of mothers and other women in a child's life is endless. The needs of the child overshadows everything else. No matter how tired, sleep deprived, sick, migraine suffering, sad or hurt, in any way, mothers are selfless. After this celebration Sunday, a reminder to be grateful for the mother you have or had, or any woman who helped raise and nurture you, is not wasted. For these women, it is a lifelong loving occupation, and our thanks and gratitude should be more frequent than that one day a year. Please pray with me. Lord, one of the many, and likely the most important part of your original plan for this earth was the role of mothers. They hold families together, love on all the members, and demonstrate your grace-filled love for all. She is the person we look to for comfort and the listening ear we depend on. For mothers, we are greatly grateful. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.